Karani. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation. Chapter 12, Birth of Emperor Parikshit. Text number 14. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Hiranyang Gang Mahin Graman Hasti Ashvan Nripatir Varan Pradat Svanang Cha Viprebya Praja Tirthe Sa Tirthavit Hiranyangang Mahin Graman Hastyasvan Nripatir Varan Pradatsvanangcha Viprebya Prajatirthe Satirthavit Hiranyangang Mahin Graman Hastyashvan Nripatir Varan Pradat Swanang Chavitprebya Prajatirthe Satirthavit Haranyangang Mahin Graman Hastyashvan Nripatir Varan Pradat Swanang Chavitprebya Prajatirthe Satirthavit. Please chant.
Ladies,
Hiranyam, gold, gam, cows, mahim, land, graman, villages, hasti, elephants, ashvan, horses, nripati, the king, varan, rewards, pradat, gave in charity, suanam, good food grains, cha, and viprebya, unto the brahmanas, prajatirte, on the occasion of giving in charity on the birthday of a son. Sa, he, Tirthavit, one who knows how, when and where charity is to be given. Upon the birth of a son, the king, who knew how, where, and when charity should be given, gave gold, land, villages, elephants, horses, and good food grains to the brahmanas. Purport. Only the brahmanas and sannyasis are authorized to accept charity from the householders in all the different occasions of samskaras, especially during the time of birth, marriage, and death. Wealth is distributed to the brahmanas because the brahmanas give the highest quality of service in regard to the prime necessity of humankind. The charity was substantial in the shape of gold, land, villages, horses, elephants, and food grains, with other materials for cooking complete foodstuff. The brahmanas were not therefore poor in the actual sense of the term. On the contrary, because they possessed gold, land, villages, horses, elephants, and sufficient grains, they had nothing to earn for themselves. They would simply devote themselves to the well-being of the entire society. The word Tirthavit is significant because the king knew well where and when charity has to be given. Charity is never unproductive or blind. In the Shastras, charity was offered to persons who deserved to accept charity by dint of spiritual enlightenment. The so-called Daridra Narayan, a misconception of the Supreme Lord by unauthorized persons, is never to be found in the Shastras as the object of charity. Nor can a wretched poor man receive much munificent charity in the way of horses, elephants, land, and villages. The conclusion is that the intelligent men, or the brahmanas, specifically engaged in the service of the Lord, were properly maintained without anxiety for the needs of the body, and the king and other householders gladly looked after all their comforts. It is enjoined in the Shastras that as long as a child is joined with the mother by the navel pipe, the child is considered to be of one body with the mother. But as soon as the pipe is cut and the child is separated from the mother, the purificatory process of Jata Karma is performed. The administrative demigods and past forefathers of the family come to see a newly born child, and such an occasion is specifically accepted at the proper time for distributing wealth to the right persons productively for the spiritual advancement of society. So I'd like to read a few verses from the Bhagavad Gita on the topic of charity, and then three verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which will be the main focus of what I'm going to speak about. So the first reference I'm giving is the last verse of chapter 8 of Bhagavad Gita. Vedeshu yagyeshu tapaksu chaiva daneshu yat punya phalang pratishtam adyeti tat sarvam idang vididva yogi parang shtanam upaiti chadyam. A person who accepts the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from studying the Vedas, performing sacrifices, undergoing austerities, giving charity, or pursuing philosophical and fruitive activities. Simply by performing devotional service, he attains all these, and at the end reaches the supreme eternal abode. Then in chapter 17, Krishna analyzes different kinds of charity. Datavyam iti yadanam diyate nupakarine deshe kale chapatrecha tadanam satvikam smritam. Charity given out of duty, without expectation of return, at the proper time and place, and to a worthy person, is considered to be in the mode of goodness. Yattu pratyupakarathang palang udisha vapuna diyate cha pariklishtang tadanang rajasang smritam. But charity, performed with the expectation of some result, or with the desire for fruitive results, or in a grudging mood, is said to be charity in the mode of passion. Adesha kale yadanam apatrevyascha diyate asatkritam avyakyatam tatamasam udaritam. And charity performed at an impure place, at an improper time, to unworthy persons, or without proper attention and respect, is said to be in the mode of ignorance. And towards the end of chapter 17 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains how to perform charity. Tasmad ong ityuda ritya yagya dana tapakriya pavartante vidan nokta satatang brahma vadinam. Therefore, transcendentalists undertaking performances of sacrifice, charity, and penance in accordance with spiritual regulations begin always with Om to attain the supreme. Tad ityana bisandaya phalang yagya tapakriya dana kriyascha vividha kriyante moksha kangshibi. Without desiring fugitive results, one should perform various kinds of sacrifice, penance, and charity with the word tat. The purpose of such transcendental activities is to get free from material entanglement. Sadbhave sadubhave cha sad ityetat prayujyate prashasate karmani tata sach shabda partha yujyate yagye tapasi dane cha sthiti sad iti chokyate karma chaiva tad artiyang sadityye vabhidhiyate. The absolute truth is the objective of devotional service, and it is indicated by the word sat. The performer of such sacrifice is also called Sat, as are all works of sacrifice, penance, and charity, which, true to the absolute nature, are performed to please the Supreme Person, O Son of Pritha. And then in chapter 18, two more references. Asraddaya hutang datang tapastaptang kritang chayat asad it yuchyate partha nachat tat pretya no iha. Anything done as sacrifice, charity, or penance without faith in the Supreme, O Son of Pritha, is impermanent. It is called asat and is useless both in this life and the next. And then my last Gita reference. Yagyadana tapak karma natyajyam karyam evatat yagyodanam tapaschaiva pavanani manishinam. Acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance are not to be given up. They must be performed. Indeed, sacrifice, charity, and penance purify even the great souls. Now, finishing up in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adi Lila, chapter 9, there is the description of the Chaitanya tree. And in that chapter, Lord Chaitanya is imploring everyone to spread Krishna consciousness. So there's a series of verses. This one, very famous. Bharata bhumite hoila manushya janmajar janma sarthaka kari kara para upakar. One who has taken birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatavarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all people. Then, two more references from the scriptures by Lord Chaitanya. Etavaj janma safalyam dehinam iha deheshu pranaya arthaya diya vacha sreya archaranam sada. It is the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence, and words. And finally, praninam upakaraya yad eveha paratyacha karmana manasavacha tad eva mati man bhajit. By his work, thoughts, and words, an intelligent man must perform actions which will be beneficial for all living entities in this life and the next. Trinadapi sunichena charariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 eva kivalam kalo nasyeva 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 gatiranyata. So, Prabhupada's movement, ISKCON, is the greatest welfare and charitable institution in the universe. Prabhupada came over here in 1965 aboard the Jaladuta and meditate, think about all the gifts Prabhupada gave us. He was on the verge of his 70th birthday when he was on the Jaladuta crossing the Atlantic. He suffered two heart attacks, but still he had to execute the order of the spiritual master. Bhaktisiddhanta's order to Srila Prabhupada is the same order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. in that ninth chapter of Adi Lila. Lord Chaitanya speaks, he addresses the whole universe, that how many fruits can I alone distribute? This Chaitanya tree has many fruits and flowers. Those fruits and flowers of the Chaitanya tree is love of God. But in that chapter, Lord Chaitanya is lamenting. I am the gardener. I am the tree. But by myself, how much can I distribute? Therefore, he says, I order everyone in the universe to distribute this Krishna consciousness. So that was the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta to Srila Prabhupada. And fortunately, Srila Prabhupada always meditated on that instruction. Prabhupada comments that the order of the spiritual master should be taken as what one's goal, life and soul, something that you dedicate your whole life to. And Prabhupada also gave us that instruction. They asked Prabhupada, you have done so much for us. How can we repay you? And Prabhupada's response was, give what I have given you. Look at what Prabhupada has given us. He has given us this Srimad Bhagavatam, which we study every morning. He has given us Bhagavad Gita. He has given us Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has given us Nectar of Devotion, Krishna book. So many books Prabhupada has given. And he has explained them nicely so that whether you're highly educated or little educated, still you can appreciate, still you can learn something, still you can understand this transcendental subject matter. This past Sunday, I was in our San Diego temple, and I gave my talk on Prabhupada's poem, which he wrote at Boston Pier, Commonwealth Pier, and the title, Preaching Krishna Consciousness in the West. And Prabhupada was calling out to Krishna in that prayer that most of the population here is covered by passion and ignorance. How are they going to understand this transcendental message? But Prabhupada could understand that Krishna is the supreme mystic. And so he was praying that I want you to deliver them. Make my words pure so that I'm able to deliver them. Prabhupada has given, so his books, Prabhupada's books, that is the very, very important gift that we are also meant to give out. Unlike the yogis who are only concerned with their own spiritual advancement, we follow in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, when he prayed to Lord Nisringa, I'm concerned for the fools and rascals. And Prabhupada imbibed that. He was also concerned for the fools and rascals of the United States of America. And Prabhupada has given us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. He gave us not just an ordinary mantra, the Maha Mantra, the greatest mantra of them all. Man means the mind. Tra, to deliver. And Maha, the great. No hard and fast rules, Lord Chaitanya instructs. No hard and fast rules. Just chant, regardless of who you are, where you're coming from, what you might have done in the past. Doesn't matter. Just chant. Last time I was here, when I gave my class last time, after the class, one devotee came up to me and said, Prabhu, because of your class, I'm now going to once again start chanting 16 rounds. That made me so happy. That is this, what better compliment? What better compliment? Because those of us who chant the Gayatri mantras Prabhupada has given, there is this beautiful word, prachodayat, to become enthused. That's what the spiritual master does. He enthuses us. And also, Lord Chaitanya enthuses us. I remember so many times in those days when I was not living in the temple and I was working outside in a karmi job. And every so often I would reach the bottom dregs of Maya. And somehow or other, I would read Chaitanya Charitamrita and I'd become so enlivened. So enlivened. You don't know, but one day, as I was coming out of work, Swabhas was with his son in Westwood. And as soon as I saw him, I paid my obeisances. And I think that was a turning point in my life. Do you remember that day? I was just so, it was so beautiful. And I didn't care. I didn't care. I went down, I paid my obeisances. There was a big crowd of people. I don't care. I think that was a major turning point. So Prabhupada has given us this Maha Mantra, and we are meant to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada has given us these temples. Krishna consciousness is not north, east, south, or west. It's international. Therefore, everywhere you can find Prabhupada's temples. And as I've said so many times, you go to any city, how many 7-Elevens, how many Starbucks there are in just one town. Therefore, we should have hundreds and hundreds of temples and Govinda's restaurants. Yes. None of this other restaurants. Yes, let's have a fast food Govindas. People can come up in their cars. Samosa, pakora. So that's the other thing. Prabhupada has given us not just these temples and restaurants. He has given us Krishna Prasad, our ultimate weapon. And did not Prabhupada say, we are a kitchen religion? Did he say that? Yes. And you all know the effect prasadam has on you. I know. I've told the story so many times. Prasadam. And then he has given us worship of the deities. Another gift Prabhupada has given us. Worshipping the deity. And here we are fortunate. We have three nice altars. and beautiful deities. And people have told me over the years, Prabhu, I have been to many temples in India, but there's something special about your temple here. There's something special. They tell me, people tell me, there's something special. A week or two ago, I visited this. There's a big Swami Narayan temple. Huge temples. Have you, Suvas, have you ever visited there? When I went there with Ram Krishna Das, I was immediately thinking of you. That my advice, go there and check out what they have. It's astounding. Anyway, the main thing I'm mentioning here, the priest who took me through the temple and showed me different things, he said, I used to eat at Govinda's. And so many people I meet, they always tell me, in the beginning, there was only one temple, our temple. Now there are so many temples, but in the beginning, so everybody got their start from this temple in this area. It all begins here. So Prabhupada has given us worship of the temple, and our temple, New Dwaraka. What a prestigious name, New Dwaraka. So Prabhupada has given the topmost charity coming from Lord Chaitanya. And all we have to do is share the wealth. A miser is somebody who wants to keep all the wealth for themselves, not for others. In the 11th canto, there is the chapter Song of the Avanti Brahmana. He was a miser. He's like the epitome of stinginess, Scrooge personified. But then he had a change of heart. So we are not meant to be misers. We are meant to be liberal, broad-minded, giving everything. Just give. Give. And what is the impetus? Well, here's one way to look at it. Say I want to be charitable. This is the Christmas season. People are giving charity. So if I have $1,000 in my account and I give, like I see on the board, the Gita Yagya Gita Dan, and some of the, one man gave $10,000. So that means his account is $10,000 less from the material angle of vision. You give money away, that's less in your account. But when it comes to Krishna consciousness, whatever amount you give, your account doubles. Where will you get that return of investment? Anywhere in the material world? No. So we simply, this is the best life. You cannot get a better life. This is the best life. Now, distribute it, give it out, and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Subhas, you want to say anything?
thank you for a wonderful class, first of all. And you reminded me when I did meet you at that particular point. And I remember when we met, I was kind of like surprised. But then after we spoke for a few moments, then I first thing I thought was, boy, how could I get Narantra to come to the temple and work with us in the temple? That was the first thought that came to my mind. Although it took a little bit of time, but eventually it happened.
So Krishna made that arrangement.
He made that arrangement.
So and I'll never, ever, I cannot repay you for what you did.
But
as we both said many times, it was our golden period. Remember?
Yeah, it was our golden period. I'll always remember that. So thank you very much for that memory. Secondly, I also appreciate the fact about this idea of charity and how we, as devotees, should give out charity. And also, it's another factor that came from that was that we should be qualified to accept charity. I think that's a very important factor. And Srila Prabhupada said that charity should only be given to a brahmana. So we as devotees, we should really make an endeavor to become brahmana Vaishnavas. Because if we do that, and then people come and they do give in charity, they'll benefit greatly. In fact, Srila Prabhupada made a comment I read in a purport, where that if you give to a qualified brahmana, especially one who is a self-realized soul, that return is unlimited. And Srila Prabhupada even said that doesn't matter, materially or spiritually. There was no discrimination. So, meaning that if we actually take this science up properly and we go out and we try to give in charity this Krishna consciousness and we get something in return, that everybody benefits. We benefit and the person that we communicate with immensely benefits. And sometimes that person even comes and becomes a devotee. So that is really incredible. So thank you very much for that.
Archita, you have your hand raised.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a wonderful class, Narantra Prabhu. One caveat about accepting charity, and this is coming from Prabhupada directly. There was an incident in Mayapur where one member wanted to give a car, but it was broken, busted car. So then Brahmananda accepted, and Prabhupada chastised him. He said, don't accept this kind of charity. They give you something that's broken, they don't want it anymore, and then you accept it and it becomes your headache. He said, when somebody brings something, tell them, first of all, let us see. We shall see. We'll get back to you. Then you examine it thoroughly, and if it's not worth accepting, don't accept it. Why should we take their broken down things that they don't want? So this happens in this community also. And we have to be careful. People want to give some car that's not working or some old clothes or whatever. We're not the Salvation Army. You know, we're not Goodwill. That's not who we are. We're not obliged to take whatever somebody gives us. Please remember that. Hare Krishna.
Sachi Tanoi.
Just an observation in this regard, not going in a different point and angle of vision, but I was just thinking if you would like to comment also that, you know, in the history of the very literatures, we also hear that Duryodhana, he was a big donor. He was really well known as a giver of charity and karna. And later on, we also have other personalities much better in a different way, like Mother Teresa. She was well known as a very charitable and compassionate. So, and nowadays we also have lately devotees who focus on, like the Akshaya Patra, who gives a lot of food to many children there. Can you make some comment in that?
Okay, so giving prasadam, that's perfect. We also do that. So yes, giving prasadam to the poor, to everybody, that's perfect. No fault. Now, you gave the other example of Karna and Duryodhan. But you heard the verse from Bhagavad Gita that, let's see if I can get the exact quote. Yeah, well, that's no, but to directly answer, here it is. Anything done as a sacrifice, charity, or penance without faith in the Supreme is impermanent. It is called asat and is useless both in this life and the next. They had no faith in the Supreme. Duryodhan wanted to capture and arrest Krishna, thinking that by doing that, there would be no way the Pandavas could win the war. And also, when Duryodhan made the sumptuous feast for Krishna, because he was faithless, Krishna was not going to eat. He'd rather eat in the home of a pure devotee like Vidura. Anything else over here?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for wonderful class. Beside giving prasadam, are we allowed to give other things as a charity, like clothing, money, anything else beside prasadam?
Yes. Yes, depending on time, place, and circumstance. And those verses in Bhagavad Gita, use that as your guideline. And that's how we act. We act according to Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So Krishna outlined, here is charity in the mode of goodness to a proper person at the proper time and place. That's charity in the mode of goodness. So you analyze and see if it's appropriate.
Because often we've been told that when you give charity, like money, to street people, like they go buy drugs or tea, coffee.
No, that we should give prasad. Prasad is the perfect charity.
So yes. You shouldn't give them money?
No.
Okay.
Prasad. Prasad, prasad. Prasadam eva kevalam.
Clothing? Clothing?
Yeah, I guess that's okay. But the thing is, here's the point. Giving clothing is okay. Is okay. But that's not going to help them spiritually. So prasadam is best because it takes care of their immediate bodily necessity and it's benefiting them for their next life. Because that's how a devotee thinks. He mentioned Mother Teresa and all those other things. So giving the benefit of the doubt, yes, we can appreciate that they're doing something for the material body. That's fine. But the benefit we want to give is an eternal benefit. So therefore, prasadam, the holy name, the books, these are eternal blessings and charity. Yes?
Sorry, Prabhu, I want to finish up with this. If a devotee donates something to someone or a karmi, is there any difference? Something given by a devotee to somebody?
Of course. Of course, if it's given by a devotee, it's much better. Yes. They're coming in contact with a devotee.
Ah.
Don't sell yourself short. For instance, the story I've told 100 times. When my wife was working in Century City, so she wouldn't advertise anything, but then one day her boss called her into the office, closed the door. My wife was thinking, uh-oh. So her boss said, I'm very mad at you. She goes, why? I found out that you're a Hare Krishna devotee. Is that true? And she goes, yes. He said, I hate Hare Krishna devotees, but I like you. And now I can't hate Hare Krishnas anymore. You had something?
Just a very Srila Prabhupada had one of his lectures, I remember, saying sudras are never given money. They're given food and clothing, because if they're given money...
Prabhupada was practically saying that in the purport.
Haribo.
Yes.
I remember the other day when Naikatma Prabhu was discussing about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he was mentioning how Bhaktisiddhanta used to actually give money, charity, to homeless people on the streets, but it would open them up to preaching to these people.
Yes, so it was a preaching strategy.
And also I remember hearing a pastime where there were some performers in the street in India, and the devotees were there, and they were standing near the performers for a while. And Srila Prabhupada told one of the devotees to give them some charity, and the devotees were a little bit bewildered. And Prabhupada said, well, they've been entertaining us, so it's our duty to give something in return.
Yes. Whatever Prabhupada does is perfect. Okay? Everybody okay? Happy New Year. Hare Krishna.